things happen behind closed doors, so it makes it really easy not to talk about it or pretend that it's not happening. What we really discovered was there are now more avenues for people to get the assistance that they need.
Options Domestic and Sexual Violence Services is preparing for upcoming events. Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney speaks with Executive Director Jennifer Hecker about those and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have a lot to talk about this morning because October next month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And it is not only the annual awareness month, but it's the 40th anniversary of Options.
Yes.
So you have a whole list of different activities that will be going on in October, starting with a chamber chat on September 22nd to let people know what all is going on. Tell us all about what's happening.
Yeah, so at our chamber chat, we're going to have that at our office, like you said, on September 22nd, and we are going to be doing a symbolic ribbon cutting to celebrate our 40th anniversary of services, and we're going to have a whole variety of different community awareness programming that we have, so people can check that out. We're going to have a little bit of our Broken Brides display and our What Were You Wearing display and some other materials that people can check out. And just kind of get to know the services. We have a full, rich complement of services that most people don't know about. So we're really just about getting the word out.
Well, for people who may not know what Broken Brides are or what you were wearing, do you want to give a quick synopsis of what those are?
Yeah. So What Were You Wearing is a display of clothing and stories that really highlight the voices of people who have been harmed by sexual assault. And it's really designed to bust the myth that somehow what someone was wearing in some way contributed to their sexual assault. And you'll see through the outfits that it really isn't about the clothing at all. And then our Broken Brides display is a symbolic bridal shower you never want to throw. It is full of products that someone who is trying to survive a domestic violence-based relationship might need in order to survive. So you'll see some of those products displayed as well.
Okay. So it looks like to begin in October, there are going to be two tree lightings. Tell us about the tree lighting ceremonies and when and where they are, because there's one in Russell and there's one in Hayes.
Yes. So October 5th is our event at Russell Regional Hospital that starts at 5:30. They're going to be doing some events, and then our tree lighting will happen around 7-ish. And then in Hayes, we're going to be hosting that at the Chelsea Prell Cofids Farmers Insurance. And we're going to do a tree lighting, and we're going to have a birthday celebration for Options. The entire community is welcome to come out for the festivities and get to meet the advocates that are serving our community. And it really helps us to get in touch with the community and to bring help, hope, and healing to the month.
Okay. And then the 40th anniversary celebration will be in conjunction with that on October 7th. And then on October 15th, we'll be Paint the Town Purple. That's an art therapy event, right?
Yes, it is. And I believe we're doing that in conjunction with, I'm going to get the name wrong, Students for Social Arts for Social Change at FHSU. And they've joined us for the last few years for that event. And we've seen some incredibly powerful art come from people in the community. It's just a really neat thing to do. We're going to do it at the Pavilion downtown. Any age, everyone is welcome. Come on out and paint the town purple.
And if I remember from this event from past years, people can do like chalk art or whatever
is inspiring to them. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then on October 19th, there's an event that everybody can participate in.
Everybody in the community, wear purple on October 19th and stand in solidarity with victims who are still suffering in silence. To really show that there is a whole community of support out there for folks. So wear purple, purple hair, purple shirt, purple pants, whatever you got, put it on.
Well, Options doesn't just serve the Hayes area. You serve many counties in Northwest Kansas. So there'll be some similar events also in Goodland and Colby.
Yes, that's correct. We are doing tree lightings in Goodland at the Goodland Medical Center on October 2nd. And in Colby, we'll be doing a tree lighting at Fike Park October 3rd. We're also doing a Paint the Town Purple. And, of course, Wear Purple Day will also be October 19th everywhere in our service area.
Okay. Well, we will share all of these dates and times and activities on the Hayes Post. You don't have to all remember them right now, but we will remind everybody of all the events.
And they'll be posted on our website as well. So people can come to our Facebook page or our website and see all the cool stuff we're doing.
So 40th anniversary, Options has really grown in its services in that time. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the organization?
Yeah. So Options started really as a grassroots movement in the 70s, where women were opening their homes to victims of domestic violence and giving them a place to stay on their couch or maybe a guest room. In fact, one of our current board members right now was one of those people back in the 70s that was giving safe haven to victims. And we have grown so much in that time. And what happened with those early folks, they realized that a room did bring immediate safety or, you know, space on the couch, but there were so many services that people needed that they did not have the capacity to give, didn't have the training, the expertise, or the resources. And so through a variety of conversations with the help of the University Women and Fort Hayes, there were some local movements that were going on. All of those people through those conversations got together. And from that, the Northwest Kansas Family Shelter was born. And then many years later and a few names later, we are Options Domestic and Sexual Violence Services.
Well, there you have a shelter here in Hayes, but there's so much more that Options does. Do you want to give us like a little snapshot of some of those services?
Yeah.
We almost can't even touch on them all in this conversation.
We could talk for an hour, right, yeah, about all of our services. I think we could break it down into five really big programming elements. We provide legal advocacy programming for court and law enforcement. And providing those supports and services for folks that are going through the court system to help them prepare, know what their rights are. We also offer a rapid rehousing program. Our goal is to keep people out of shelter and get them into their own homes where they have stability and safety that way. We also have a community support program. Not everyone needs shelter, but many people still need services. And so through our community-based services, we can provide supports for folks. We also have a mobile advocacy program because we know not everyone can come to Hayes or to Colby, one of our satellite offices, to get the services. And so we're bringing services directly to those communities. And we have two folks that drive out and have a fixed route every week where they're in specific towns and communities across our service area. And so I think, and then we have our community awareness piece, which many people are aware of. That's where our Broken Brides and some of those events come from, but also our Safe Bar Alliance that really helps bar owners to make their bars more safe, just like they want. We also do Cut It Out trainings and other things. So we do a lot of supports for businesses in the community as well. We can provide TA technical assistance to help them write domestic violence policies that support their staff and know how to respond if one of their staff members is perpetrating that kind of harm. So that's what we do in a nutshell.
Well, domestic violence is really an issue that is as old as time. But I know through earlier conversations with you that the numbers of people reaching out have really been increasing, especially during and since the pandemic.
Yes, that we have not returned to pre-pandemic levels like we thought. And I think, and I've said this many times, I think that the pandemic really sort of ripped the Band-Aid off of America's dirty little secret. You know, things happen behind closed doors, so it makes it really easy not to talk about it or pretend that it's not happening. But what we really discovered was there are now more avenues for people to get the assistance that they need.
Well, and we're talking about domestic violence awareness this morning, but you also help victims of sexual assault and rape.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And human trafficking and stalking. as well. So we can help people obtain protection orders, how to make their phones safe from technology stalking and cyber stalking, things like that. So there's lots and lots of things that we can do to help folks.
Okay. And there's a lot of different ways that people can reach out and get services through options, whether that's for domestic violence or sexual assault awareness. You mentioned the mobile clinic. We've talked about the shelter. But there's ways that people can just call in. They can chat. You want to talk a little bit about that?
So you can walk into our office, either in Colby or Hayes, no appointment necessary, or at one of the locations where our mobile advocate is. You do not need an appointment. You can also pop in to our virtual advocate through our website. If you go to helpforabuse.org, there is a link that says meet with a virtual advocate. And so if you have a computer, you can meet face-to-face that way. You don't have to have any kind of special software or anything to make that work. You can also chat live through our website. There's a web chat, so you can speak with an advocate via a chat platform. And then we also have a free app called My Mobile Options. You can download that for free on the Google Play Store, the Apple Store, and you can chat confidentially online with an advocate that way, or you can text the word HOPE to 847-411, and that will also open up a free confidential chat with an advocate as well. All of those are confidential, and then you can just, the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and call our toll-free number, 800-492-4677.
But I mean, all of these services are free,
yes,
and they're all meant to be confidential, and they're designed to be as safe as possible for the person who's reaching out for services. So like if you're on a chat, there's ways that you can immediately click out of that chat in case, you know, someone who might cause you harm would be in the room or the area.
Yes. Yeah, so our website has a safe escape button. So if somebody comes in and you don't want them to see what you're chatting about, you can hit that safe escape button and it will take you out of the website and it will erase the cookies so that you also can't see the history if somebody were to come in behind you and try and see what you were doing. And that works on the chat as well as in the just, if you're just surfing around on the website looking for services, it works there too. Mm-hmm. And then our advocates also walk people through how to wipe the conversations that they're having through, if they text 847-411, they'll talk them how to wipe that from their phone as well.
Right. Okay. People can donate. They can reach out and help the great work that you do. How do people do that?
Yeah. So we have a donate platform on our website. You can just go to helpforabuse.org/donate, and that will take you right to our donation page. We're actually have several businesses in our service area who are doing a business challenge in celebration of our 40th anniversary, and they are sending out challenge letters to other businesses and challenging them to make a $400 donation, 400 at 40. And those letters are going out in the next day or two. And we are so grateful for the community partners who have seen the benefit to their employees or to their customers and want to pay that forward.
Okay. Wonderful. Is there anything else that we need to talk about this morning, Jennifer?
No. Fonzie, if you want an update, Fonzie is up to 16 words on his board. And it has been a very interesting ride. He now knows the names of some of us. He can say yes and no, and he is now starting to assert his yes.
Just so we clarify, Fonzie is the therapy dog at Options.
Yeah.
He's a golden doodle.
Yes. He was rescued from the Humane Society here in town, and he has just been the greatest blessing to our, not only to our staff, but to our clients as well. He's just a wonderful addition that really helps people to feel safe and loved and to get that unconditional love that folks need to heal.